Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
We have to make up our mind. I'm going to remain faithful and purposeful in the plan of God because God's plan will never be defeated. I want to say that again. In the face of COVID, in the face of elections and everything else that's going on, I want you to know that God's plan will never fail. God has never failed you, and God's plan will never fail.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for being with us again here on Revive Radio. Let's get back into the continuation of this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is part two from American Idols. Let's get back into the word with Pastor Rogers today.
Nothing in your life is going to surprise God. He's already outlined and already prophesied, written in, and closed the book on all that we're dealing with right now. And nothing we're going through has caused God to start biting his holy fingernails. It's very, very clear, and I make this point to you today. People want to write this passage of scripture off as being antiquated or somehow regulated to the Old Testament, but in Romans chapter 1, we identify what is happening in our world right now. In verse 21, he says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Talking about a whole generation, a whole society, nations. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Idols are those creeping things that slip into our life, and while we exercise our right of religious freedom in America, we can see that on the horizon, little by little, that the creeping, lust-driven, idol-worshipping of America and the nations of the world are moving us faster than what we realize to the very encounter with the judgment of a holy and a righteous God. And none of that is catching God by surprise. He orders the steps of the righteous, even into the fire. One of the greatest things that we have as the children of God, as a believer, is access immediately into the presence of God in our time of need. That means that we are not like the world's mentality that depend on the materialistic things of this world or our own human ability or ourselves as our own resource, but we have the source. God is not something that's been created by the hands of man. If it is, then you should depend on it to heal you of leukemia or COVID or whatever that it may be. But I serve a God today who is a healing God, whether it is in time or eternity. And not many people realize that because we're in a shake and bake society, a microwave mentality where we want it right now and we don't understand that God does things to his glory and to his honor in his perfect eternal time. It's that reason that we enter into as believers many times into the process of the perfecting of our faith, the trial of our faith. We're finding out right now that there are many people that are questioning what God said a long time ago to them to the degree that they're a little bit concerned. They're more than concerned. They're fearful. In fact, they've been gripped by the hand of the God of this world in their mind. And suddenly they're questioning God like Adam and Eve, hath God said? I want you to know that faith is not going to lead you into places that you always will know what's going to happen. I hope you understand what I just said. Faith does not lead you and then give you a movie to watch so that you can be prepared for what's going on. Faith says, I trust you, God, no matter what is in my way. This is the important thing for this generation and people that are watching right now. Because we're watching, and I'm watching like many other pastors, as people who said they had faith in God are finding out whether they do right now or not. In those trying times, it is then when you actually know your God. Anybody can praise Him when you're getting blessed. But how about when heaven is silent? How about when you're in the furnace of affliction, the Bible calls it? Because it is the Holy Spirit that leads us into these places. I know you may not think that, but the Bible says as soon as Jesus came up out of the water from baptism, He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil for 40 days. That doesn't sound like a real good vacation down in the desert to me. Be assured that God's plan is always on course in your life, and we have to make up our mind, I'm going to remain faithful and purposeful in the plan of God, because God's plan will never be defeated. I want to say that again. In the face of COVID and everything else that's going on, in the face of elections and everything else that's going on, I want you to know that God's plan will never fail. God has never failed you, and God's plan will never fail. Faith is only as good as the object that you place it in, and as a believer, our faith must be based exclusively in the finished work of the cross, where Satan and everything else of this world has been defeated. God knew that if you're going to live a life of faith, sometimes the trial of your faith would be necessary in order to establish it. Let me say it like this. How can you know if God can heal you if you never get sick? I'm going to tell you, I pray like I've never prayed when a kidney stone hits me. Listen, for all of you that have never repented of your sins, I have repented of your sins in the middle of a kidney stone attack. I've repented of all my sins, goldfish sins. I don't care who it is. Jesus, I don't want you to take the wheel. I want you to take the car. I only have a select group of people in here who knows what I'm talking about. Your faith has to be established. It has to be tried, put on trial. Has your faith ever been put on trial? If you don't think it has, rest assured, it's on trial right now. I heard, Pastor T, I heard others out here, and even the message that came this morning to exhort all of us to know that people are watching our Christian life today, and they're watching to find out, are you going to be just as fearful in the face of all that's going on today? Or is there something different about your life that's going to attract me to the God you go to worship every Sunday? Is it just a book you're carrying out? Or do you walk by faith and not by sight? I wish I had some help in this church. God is not concerned about His public relations. Twitter and Facebook can cut God off if they want to, but His word has already been established in heaven. So post it out there. Don't post your hate. Just post the word of God. I can assure you it will get more attention than anything else you'll ever post. God is so confident in His plan that He formed it before the world began and has not changed it in that length of time. He's not looking for man's approval, and He's not waiting on all of us to get together and have a committee meeting to vote on whether or not God's plan is going to work. I'm here to tell you and testify what God said He has done and will do shall come to pass, just like He said. You must have that confidence. The only way you can have that is to walk through some fire sometime. Have I got a witness in here? Anybody ever had your own personal furnace light up in your life? I'm not talking about a campfire. I'm talking about hell's kitchen hot. I can assure you that if you've walked through it one time, it's very likely you'll walk through it again. Thank you for coming to this church for encouragement today. Sometimes people get diverted from their worship and service to God because of what other people do or don't do. Well, I'm not going to that church because of them. I'm not doing that because of them. That evangelist, that pastor fell, and now I'm not going to serve the Lord. I'm going to go and do whatever I want to. You better hear this preacher today. You better not let anybody sitting beside you, preachers, pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, you better not let anybody keep you away from walking with God right now. Because I can assure you, we are closer today to the coming of the Lord than we have ever been in my entire lifetime. God's plan is always going to be working. It's up to us to keep faith in that plan when we don't feel like things are working. And that's been God's plan since the beginning. All that's going on right now, God had in his playbook, he already knew. And he has for the children of Israel. God had a plan for the children of Israel. Listen now, he had a plan for the children of Israel for them to serve and to worship him, period. He chose them to worship him. He gave them the pattern in the Mount of Sinai in the Old Testament on how to worship him. He didn't even leave it up to them as to say, if y'all want to raise your hands, if you want to sacrifice an animal, if you want to shed blood. He wrote it down so specifically in detail through the book of Leviticus and all throughout the Old Testament, line upon line, every color, every animal, every badger skin, every bullock, everything that could be in the plan of God for serving and worshiping him, he left nothing to chance. He didn't ask man how to do it. He said, this is the way you're going to enter into my presence, through the blood, through a sacrifice and service unto me. That was God's plan. But over and over again, you read the word of God, you find the people of God, not the sinners. Hey, sinners sin. They do what they are doing. And they will keep doing what they've always done. It's God's people that's been given the blessing and the favor of God, and they turned their back. When they got to a place where they should have been serving the Lord, the split nation of Israel and Judah, the southern part of Judah, had already seen the destruction of the northern part when the Assyrians came in and took over and took them captive and raped the women and killed their children and took everything they had and brutalized them. And you would think after 100 or so years after that's going on, that would still be implanted in your mind. Someone told me this past week, it's amazing how that 9/11 caused people to run to the church, but COVID has caused them to run out of the church. And so God said, Judah, I'm going to send you prophets. And he sent Jeremiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel and others to come and prophesy to them that if they didn't stop this idol worship and offering up their children to Baal, to a God that was not God, to the deaf, dumb, and blind gods of Jeremiah, prophesying to them that these gods of wood, hay, and stubble can't see, they can't hear, and they can't answer your prayers. Turn your affection, repent, and turn back to God. But they refused to do it. And I want you to know that that's a critical thing for us to understand, because it wasn't like Judah didn't know that the enemy and judgment was coming. But nobody wants to hear a preacher say that. We want you to know that your best life can be right now. We want you to know that everything is just going to be roses and gold bricks all the way to heaven. And then we have taught a generation now who do not have the endurance, and even people that have been in the church for a long time are finding out that their faith was not strong enough to keep them in the place that they needed to be, and they're falling away. But we don't want to hear about judgment coming, because that means I'd have to repent and change the way that I've been conducting business. But I came to tell you from behind this pulpit today with microphone and Bible in hand, this is a world that is headed towards the judgment bar of God, and only the redeemed of the Lord will stand in that day, and I want to be counted in that number. So I think I'll take up my Bible and find out what God said the way I should live.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.